Hello to all Earth citizens and welcome to my Conscious Coaching Podcast. This is Dr. Kianush, founder and creative director of MCCG. My Conscious Coaching Group is a non-political, non-religious 501c3 coaching nonprofit with initiatives in healthcare, leadership, and education, with focus on emotional and spiritual intelligence. Our vision is to raise self and global awareness for a conscious mind through education and application of EQ and SQ. And our mission is to connect, collaborate, and partner with hospitals, academics, college and medical schools, and organizations to embrace growth, self-healing, and self-coaching to achieve well-being and peak performance of individuals and the team as a one connected whole. Today, I have my longtime fellow friend from IOC and supporter of MCCG, Mrs. Allison Wittmeyer, President and CEO of Learning in Action. Learning in Action, or LIA, is where I became certified as a VQ practitioner and have stayed connected with this talented community and Allison's wonderful work and her team since then for our nonprofit coaching practice. Hello and welcome to MCCG Podcast, Allison. Thank you so much for being here.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
I have so much to tell the world about you that I'm afraid I will use all our 20 minutes for your introduction. So I leave it up to you.
Yeah, you can skip that part.
So I leave it up to you that how do you like our audience and the world, you know about you and a little history maybe of your organization and what's the mission of LIA? And I love your motto, the heal the divide.
Yeah. So I have been coaching for about 20 years, and not coincidentally, I have a 19-year-old son. And I believe that I was drawn to this work because 16 years ago, my son was diagnosed with autism. And, you know, typically, people who are diagnosed with autism are given a wide variety of kind of possible futures, and we were kind of told basically good luck without any kind of and really given very little hope. And that what I worried about for my son more than anything else, and I worried about a lot back then, was would he ever like really have a loving relationship? And now jet forward, he's 19 now. He no longer qualifies as having an autism diagnosis. He's going to go to school all on his own, all by himself, you know, here in the fall. And it's going to be great. And that's what, I mean, my heart draws me to this work. I started teaching my son about emotions, about how emotions show up on faces, and how what people are feeling and thinking inside of emotions when he was 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And you know, he just finished Atlas of the Heart, Brené Brown's book, so he's he's continued that. So I am just a deep believer in developing an understanding of emotions and relationships in order to heal. And that I believe that relationships can and do heal us.
It does. And thank you so much for the wonderful work, Allison, that you are doing for this world. And we have heard a lot about the emotional intelligence, you know, and EQ. You are offering the VQ, the relational intelligence. What does it mean, actually, the VQ, and why does it matter? And thank you so much, by the way, for the sharing the touching story of your son. Such a wonderful, you know, mother and proud parents, and congratulations on his achievements.
I am beyond proud. At this point, it feels nearly miraculous. So thank you.
You should be. And we are proud too.
Yeah. So, So we intelligence is about our ability to stay in relationship when it's hard to stay in relationship. It's really easy for us as humans to get along when we easily like each other and we have the same things in common, we have the same beliefs and we're getting along and there's no friction. When our real kind of what we call a relational or we intelligence comes out is when times are tough, you know, when there's some kind of friction between us. And so that's why we created this concept of we intelligence, because, oh my goodness, it can feel like as a country in the U.S. and way beyond, we're becoming more and more divided. Divided in terms of equity, divided in terms of politicalness, just divided in terms of relationships.
And I guess that is where the your motto on the heal the divide is coming from this division that we are experiencing, right?
Yeah. I mean, we believe that all kind of division with others is the result of division actually with ourselves, that we have split off from parts of ourselves. We've denied and pushed down and stopped tolerating certain parts of ourselves and or multiple parts of ourselves. And in becoming divided from ourselves, we become divided from each other. And so what we do at Learning in Action is help people see the ways that they become separated from their presence, separated from themselves, separated from others, so that in the seeing of it, in the becoming conscious of it, that as they say, where awareness goes, energy flows, and that the awareness can bring an energy that will create a shift to more healing, more connection.
Yeah, so true and so important, this word to know ourselves first, so then we can know others through us, through the process of knowing ourselves, and same as healing ourselves first so we can heal others. And that's an important, point that you brought up. Alison, what keeps us, to your opinion, from being a VQ?
Yeah, so the big context here is that, I believe that, we are our spirits and we come into this life and incarnate into a physical form, and this physical form has to survive. And in order to survive, it has to have its needs met. And it does that all in the context of a relationship, the relationship of the family system. And so we unconsciously shape ourselves, push down certain parts, suppress certain parts, dial up certain parts of ourselves in order to survive in our earliest relationships. And we develop, working models of how relationships work and who we are in relationships that we then take into adulthood and try to apply. And that's where we get into trouble. We're taking models that were created in childhood at a time for which we had no language, no choice, and no memory, and then try and apply them largely non-consciously in our adulthood with generally disastrous effect.
I see. I agree with you that becoming an adult is that's where the problem starts. So there's no doubt about that. So, and how do we become aware and we become more VQ in that context of the relational intelligence?
Yeah. Well, so there are many angles in. At Learning in Action, we created an instrument called the VQ Profile. And the intention of the VQ Profile is to help people see how they respond to stress and relationships, because that's when our deepest patterns are going to come out, the patterns and internal working models that were developed in our early childhood. So we help people see what's going on inside them emotionally, what's going on inside them in terms of their thoughts, what their their internal working models are, their ability to take in and be present with all that's happening within them, as well as take in the information that's happening in other people, being able to read them empathetically, accurately, and compassionately. And we provide a map of where people are relative to what it means to be in relationship. And it's so much of being in relationship has to do with being totally and completely present, fully present with ourselves and the other person in the moment.
Yeah, I definitely recommend, you know, taking this assessment. I've taken it myself and I'm using it with my clients also. As you mentioned, it gives us that view and a scope of seeing our own emotion from within rather than from outside. And that's really helpful for opening our insight to see the information of this emotion, what is the underlying of each emotions, what caused those emotions in a way. And talking about that, how do you think this is going to be helpful, not only for the individuals, but also for the teams and organization development? I work in the healthcare space. So how do you vision that to apply, you know, these assessment for the teams and for the organizations, especially for the healthcare professionals?
Yeah. So the instrument, the EQ profile, actually is being used in many, many, many healthcare systems across the U.S. and Canada. And what it will tend to reveal is what's going on underneath the performance of a team that is often felt and not seen. So, for instance, we see very, very common patterns in particularly people in the healthcare space. And this is really across many teams. We see a group of people that goes above and beyond, taking way more responsibility than is theirs. They are extremely compassionate, and the result of them taking on so much responsibility, not only for their jobs, but also for the feelings of the people they serve. And they're so compassionate that they become deeply depleted. Mm-hmm. And that deep, deep depletion results in a diminished capacity for stress and a diminished capacity to relate to each other and themselves. So what the EQ profile can reveal when used with teams is the degree of depletion that may exist beneath the teams. And I mean emotional depletion. I mean, people may be putting on a happy face and getting their nervous system geared up and showing up and doing the work. And underneath it can be deep, deep depletion.
I see.
And so being able to shine a light on what's unseen can help a team act as like a diagnostic that they can then begin to do what's needed to get the resources needed, to get the time off needed, to so that they can be supported and continue to provide excellent care for the people they care for.
Yeah, wonderful. So instead of seeing just the tip of the iceberg, we see the underlying, you know, and the causes and what is hidden. I call it the VQ is just like the getting a temperature of your emotions. So just like you have the fever, you get a measurement of your fever. So VQ profile to me is just the temperature of my emotions to see where I'm standing or where my clients is standing emotionally. And it's a tool that I really love it, and I recommend it again.
And I appreciate your bringing up kind of the emotional piece, because a lot of people ask the question, you know, what's the relationship between EQ and WeQ, or emotional intelligence and we intelligence? And we intelligence is actually what drives and wraps around emotional intelligence. You know, we know, you know, emotional intelligence is defined a variety of different ways. It's around self-awareness and self-regulation and empathy and so on. that social skill. And that's all interesting and good and important. But if it was easy, we'd all be doing it, right? I mean, we all know these things. It's not like we don't know and self-awareness and self-regulation and empathy.
Exactly.
We know that. It's what makes it hard. And so that's what the WeQ profile reveals, is what makes that hard. And then it provides a map to returning back to relationship.
Yeah, that's exactly the difference between knowing and doing and being. So that's the three different stages. So, and emotional intelligence is more on the self work that we do on ourselves. The VQ work is more on the interpersonal relationship and where actually the conflicts come, which is very important, you know, especially, you know, in organization, in a teamwork, and actually in family between the couples or anywhere. And we are in relationship with everything, everywhere, if you think of it, right?
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Alison, you know me, I'm a very spiritual person because of my near-death experience and the NDE. So spirituality is really kind of my focus also in my coaching practice and work. Mm-hmm. So I just want to ask you this question, that do you think the VQ somehow is related also not only to our emotional well-being and our relational well-being, but also is related to our spiritual well-being?
Yeah, I do. I mean, it's, you know, the more, you know, what I didn't talk about is I'm also a mindfulness meditation teacher and a registered yoga teacher, and I'm also a breathwork teacher. And so I have a whole bunch of these different modalities. And the more I look into all these various modalities, obviously, in addition to being a credentialed coach, I see they are many paths to kind of the same thing or very similar things. And the deeper I go into this work, the more I genuinely, truly believe that we are separate and connected and whole, that we're one. And there is something about this life in which we are intended to be that separate and connected and one. And I, you know, I'm still developing my language around that, and I can feel it in my heart that it's true.
It is. And I really believe in my heart, Alison, that you are an agent of universe, and I consider you a spiritual being. So just a light, a bright light, you know, for the humanity, for the, you know, coaching community, and for everyone that who's interested to learn and grow. And I think, being that said, this is maybe a good place that we start closing, unless, I mean, you have any message, something to tell our audience for the closing that I may have missed before we get into the information about your website and how they can get, you know, a VQ profile.
Yeah. You know, what I would love to leave your listeners with is a invitation that they, if they haven't already, that they truly deeply inquire into what they believe this life is for them. Because that answer, for me, answering that question outside of the context of religion, answering that question for me has made everything so much clearer. That's my invitation, is if you don't have a clear, crisp answer to what is this life for, pursue that.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you. What is this life for? And what's our why? Why are we here? Mm-hmm. What's our purpose? And thank you so much, Alison, for bringing that up. That's a very nice way to close our conversation tonight. And let us know how people can know more about you and about your work. I know you have free webinars, and so many resources also on your website. And they can get the VQ profile, of course, through the MCCG website. And we offer them the free coaching debrief. But just let us know how they can get the assessment from your, resources and what is your website and how they can get a hold of you?
Sure. So we have available one of the things we have for free is an emotions guide, a quick and handy guide to the information and gift in our emotions to help develop our emotional literacy. And you can find that at learninginaction.com/emotionsguide. If you want to learn more about the WeQ profile, you can learn more about that at learninginaction.com/WeQ experience. And our website is learninginaction.com. And if you'd like to connect with me, you can find me on LinkedIn under Allison Whitmire.
Thank you so much, Alison. It was wonderful to have you tonight, and thanks for sharing your wisdom and being a light for us and our audience. And I love you so much.
Oh, I love you too. Thank you so much for having me.
Have a wonderful time.
Thank you.
Goodbye to our listeners, and remember, one podcast at a time. Thank you for being with us for another one. You can visit our website at myconscious.org to learn more about us, or write to us at coach@myconscious.org. And please stay connected by following us on our social media platforms, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, not to miss our upcoming episodes and events. Love and light from all of us to you. Make it a great day, everyone.